This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA, 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. It is for the first time that the ITU-WTSA will be hosted in India and the Asia-Pacific. WTSA 2024 will provide a platform for countries to discuss and decide the future of standards of next-generation critical technologies like 6G, AI, IoT, big data, cybersecurity, etc. India has expelled 6 Canadian diplomats, including Acting High Commissioner Stuart Ross Wheeler, Deputy High Commissioner Patrick Hibbert, First Secretaries Mary Catherine Jolly, Ian Ross David Trites, Adam James Shubka, and Paula Orwella have also been expelled. They have been asked to leave India by or before 19th October. India has withdrawn its High Commissioner in Canada and other targeted diplomats and an official, saying it has no faith in the current Canadian government's commitment to ensure their security. In related development, the Canadian Chargé d'Affaires was summoned by Secretary East in MEA in New Delhi yesterday evening. He was informed that the baseless targeting of the Indian High Commissioner and other diplomats and officials in Canada is completely unacceptable. Earlier, India strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. President Draupadi Murmu has called for deeper economic cooperation between India and Algeria. Addressing the Algeria-India Economic Forum in Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, the president emphasized the need to further strengthen the bilateral partnership and impart new momentum towards a new era of cooperation. President Murmu is in Algiers as part of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi. Addressing the Algerian-Indian Economic Forum, President Draupadi Murmu said that in various discussions with Algerian leadership, it is evident that Algeria is committed for growth and enhancing the investment opportunity. The president invited Algerian companies in the Make in India initiative. Today, being the third day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Algeria, the president is scheduled to attend various programs. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will embark on a two-day visit to Islamabad today to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. The External Affairs Minister had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will interact with the Indian Police Service probationers in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the probationary officers will share their training experiences with the Home Minister. The officers will also receive guidance from Mr. Shah to deal with challenges related to the internal security of the country. The Anusandhan National Research Foundation has announced the launch of its first two initiatives, the Prime Minister Early Career Research Grant and the Mission for Advancement in High Impact Areas Electric Vehicle Mission. The PMECRG invites early career researchers to join the country's transformative journey and contribute to the advancement of India's scientific excellence and innovation. On the other hand, the MAHA-EV mission is designed to build a robust research and development ecosystem for electric vehicle components, particularly battery cells, power electronics, machines and drives, and charging infrastructure. NASA has launched the Europa Clipper, the largest spacecraft it has ever built for a planetary mission. The aim of this spacecraft is to examine whether Jupiter's moon Europa has conditions suitable for to support life. The robotic solar-powered probe is due to enter orbit around Jupiter in 2030 after journeying about 2.9 billion kilometers in 5 years and 6 months. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand defeated Pakistan by 54 runs at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night to become the second team from Group A to advance to the semi-finals. With this result, Indian team has crashed out of the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.